Run, 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 run to get online. Listen to good news all the time. If you're looking for news that makes you feel so fine, tune into good news when you get online. Life-affirming, thought-provoking stories and more. News that makes you smile before you walk out the door. If you're looking for news to enrich your mind, tune into good news when you get online. Run, 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 run to get online. Listen to good news all the time. Run, 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 run to get online. Goodnewsbroadcast.com.
Hey, hi, Pulse Lack, it's Good News Planet. We're here in my bedroom, no. We're here to celebrate the 22nd anniversary of Good News Planet. It's July 4th, a war day. But we're going to forget about that because we're into peace, world peace. And the good news is that there's war no more in that scenario. So today we're going to have a comedy, Peace and Love special, COVID comedy, with some wonderful comedians. In addition to these wonderful comedians, I'm going to introduce you to Felicia Madison, who represents the comedy club here on the Upper West Side, West Side Comedy Club, and good friend Todd, who also said, you know, let's do something together. And I appreciate that very much. I want to thank you very much for that. And this is a benefit for Good News Corporation. As many of our audience knows, we have the Times Square, of which Brian and Felicia, you're welcome to be part of it, and Harrison, of that concert that we have been doing for a bunch of years, right in the heart of Times Square for World Peace, International Day of Peace. And in addition to these wonderful people, we have a great video we put together because we've been doing for over 120 hours of broadcasting live, 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock for our heroes, a live broadcast in which we have put on a lot of wonderful people. So we have Robin Williams on there. We have some people from England at the National Health Service doing a beautiful piece. We have the First Lady, Matilda Cuomo. We have a beautiful piece by Tomfoolery. Some local merchants up here that have been doing good during the COVID time, and others. We have Peo the Horse that goes into hospitals. So this is going to be comedy and seriousness because it's a serious time. And so we thank you for watching. And I think I said all I had to say at this moment. So Felicia, why don't you get us going? Thank you. I appreciate that you're here. Brian, I thank you. And Harrison, it's very kind of you to share your wonderful talents with us. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Paul, for trusting us with this project. Happy anniversary to the Good News Planet. Very excited to be here at Westside Comedy Club.
I don't know how to do this too well. Do I hit you so you can be the full screen, or are you the full screen?
Oh, do you want me to do it? I'll do it.
Well, no. I'll do it. Oh, you can do it? Yeah, you do it. Thank you.
Okay, so you want me to start over again?
Not at all. I don't edit. What it is, it is. That's it. No editing. Okay, well, I don't like editing. Well,
This show has already gone off the rails. That's awesome, right? So the introduction went awry.
Brian, where are you popular in? Did you say Madagascar or Uruguay?
No, Sri Lanka. I have a very big following. I'm the number. I'm actually the number 4 comedian in Finland. I think I'm number 12 in Sri Lanka. I have a huge following in Uruguay. And also Mayaguay. That's the worst joke you'll hear tonight, right there.
There you go. Felicia, you look great. You look beautiful. The West Side Comedy Club.
And I don't know.
Thank you for joining us.
What's in the background there? You got some kind of, that's like a Russian nesting doll of hearts there. I don't know what that is, that background poster there. It's lovely. I just wanted
I gave you, that was a charity thing at Calhoun School on 76 in Amsterdam. I bought that. And it's a hearts. It's hearts.
Great.
Hearts. Well, I wouldn't have guessed that. Hearts. That was, see, Brian, they're hearts.
Oh, see, that's wonderful. See that? We're spreading the love. That's what comedy is for.
It is.
Take it away, Felicia.
You should have to look at it this way. See, they're hearts now.
I know. I could put it another way.
Yeah, I think you've hung it the wrong way.
I know. I thought that was, is that a human spleen? I didn't know what that was. You can't really tell from that.
Now it makes sense.
Now everything becomes, I thought it was Mick Jagger's lips. I didn't know what was happening. And now
that's everything good. That's becomes, good. I like it.
That's awesome.
Well, I guess we're already into it. I don't even have to say anything because we're here with the great Brian Scott McFadden, and we're going to tell some funny jokes for charity. So
this is
super exciting. I'm here virtually at Westside Comedy Club. You can tell I'm not really here because this ghost is following me around. Mm-hmm. Can you see the ghost? It's hard. This is really hard. I mean, thank you for bringing good news to the world, because this is not a time of good news. And doing these Zoom shows is really hard. I always say it's kind of like having sex without an orgasm. You can do it, but it's not fun. And people always say to me, well, Felicia, then so why are you doing it? And I say, for the same reason I have sex with my husband. A girl's got to make a living. So thank you for having us, and thank you for bringing good news to the world. Thank you for celebrating a 22nd anniversary, and thank you, Brian Scott McFadden, for being a part of this. With that said, we're going to bring up one of our favorites at Westside Comedy Club, Brian Scott McFadden.
Wow, what an intro.
Hey, Brian. Hey.
Hey, Paul, how are you? Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for fixing and clearing up the controversy about the background poster there. That was really vexing everyone. And it was the least you could have done is do a little housekeeping before the show starts, so that everyone doesn't tilt their heads sideways because nobody knows what's going on. But you're a great man, and thank you for doing this, whatever it is. You're involved in the nonprofit sector, which, like I said, I hear there's big bucks in that. That's why I get into it. I heard there's big money. People always tell me, you should get into nonprofit. There's so much money to be had there. And so I'm thinking of doing that. I'm also thinking of creating a hologram of myself to do these Zoom shows. You know what I mean? So that it won't actually be me. Even in the show itself, it will be a hologram of me while on the screen, a virtual version of me, a hologram videotape of a reproduction of an impersonator of someone doing me. And that way it's a lot less work for me. And because my agent, he called me, he said, Brian, you've got a rocketing career. You've been on Letterman. You've been on the Craig Ferguson show. Do you want to work arenas? I know, put me in front of four people on Zoom, I said. Is that possible? Is that possible to arrange that?
I'm so lucky. Yeah.
That's what I really got into show business for. A lot of people want screaming fans in packed amphitheater somewhere doing the wave and chanting their name. I want shut-ins, agoraphobics, and leaders of the incel rebellion. Okay, that's basically it. I just want people who haven't left anywhere, their trailer in years, just sealed, hermetically sealed in their booths. This is like a doing. I had a Zoom show so bad the other night that people walked out of their own apartments. Okay, that's how. That when that happens, that's really. And I'm in my. I don't leave my apartment. I'm here. I have another show in my breakfast nook later. and then I'm entertaining two squirrels on the fire escape. And they may walk out on the show as well. So don't feel bad about that. This is things are going well.
But, well, squirrels like nuts, so you're okay.
Yeah, bad shows are a part of it. I had a show on a Saturday, a late show one night, that was so bad that people walked out of the earlier show during my late show. That's how bad it was. That's really when people violate this time-space continuum just to make a point. That's when things are really rocketing in your career. But this is a dream come true for a young man who grew up in an Amish village. This has always been up. I'm staring at the clock right now, wondering how long I have to keep talking. I don't know.
Not much longer.
This is a short show. Yeah, Paul.
Painful.
Can you bring out the love poster again, Paul? Paul, that was a joke, Paul. Sit down.
You sure?
Sit down.
I'll send it to you.
This is comedy, Paul. This is not everything is to be taken literally. Okay? Why are we? There it is. There you go. Is that a globe? What is that?
A hug a planet. It's a hug a planet. If you make a donation, you can get a hug a planet. That's part of our benefits.
That is beautiful. You're like Mr. Rogers' even nicer uncle. You know what I mean? That's
not. No, he's beautiful. Rogers is the best.
You've got.
I think
pillows.
People want to. I think it should be a whack a planet. Everyone wants a whack a planet.
Yeah.
You can whack this planet. This has been whacked.
That's what you want to do. You want to play whack a mole with the globe.
Okay? Really good.
That's it.
Get this guy.
Wait.
Ah, it's getting bigger.
Now, this is becoming a Bed Bath & Beyond promo. I don't know what's going on. This is really...
I think the Captain Kangaroo show. So
what are we? I'm gonna go check my email while you pull out more pillows. You know what I mean? Because why do you even need me here, Paul? You're doing a fine job.
You're great, Brian. You're fantastic. Thank you.
With your global puppetry, it's like Blue Man Group with Google Maps or something. That's really funny. Anyway,
What's the biggest prize we could win, Paul?
Yeah. What can we win, Paul?
You could win a
But we don't win. What do we pay the most for to get the prize?
You could win a trip to Montauk.
Wow, Long Island, you're really giving away gold over there.
The Montauk Manor. That's serious.
It, really? All right.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, you're not visiting. If you were giving away the place, that might be nice.
Well, take the place.
Right.
I got a place there. You can go there.
Yeah, I know it's Montauk, but it's still Long Island, Paul. Okay, so let's not get too excited. We're not, you know what I'm saying? We're not going.
Wait, before you nix it, do they have a comedy club there?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Do they have a comedy club there? If they have a comedy club, we'll go.
We could start one.
That's a no.
The Manor?
If you really wanted to give something away, Paul, you know. Island related, you know what I mean? I hear Epstein Island is up for sale. So maybe, you know what I mean? We could look into that. Sorry, maybe we offended someone. All right, good. The first angry letter we're going to get. But anyway, so this is awesome. Why are we doing this, Paul? You know why, Paul? I'll tell you. Because somebody in China ate a bat. That's why we're all here, okay? That's why we're all quarantined. Someone in China decided that there wasn't enough culinary choices on the Chinese food menu. And they just said, hey, I see the General Tso's chicken. I you know what I mean? The pork dumplings, it looks good, but do you have bat? Okay, do you have involving a bat? Because I hear they're delicious. And now we're all locked in our apartments watching Tiger King. that's basically our lives. So this is great. Am I doing like 21 minutes here? How long?
No, I think we're good here right now because it's only a half hour show.
Oh, okay. So I better bail. Soon.
I mean, and I love doing all those other people.
Though. Thank you for having me. My father told me, Brian. And by the way, Paul, it doesn't matter about the crowd size. It doesn't matter crowd size. You know what I mean? Trump, look what happened to him. You know what I mean? He had like nine. This is more people than came to Trump's rally right now. Okay, so that's good.
Yeah. And Brian's father told him from a very young age, size doesn't matter.
That's right. Exactly. It's so true. My father told me, Brian, if you can make this one person laugh, you probably shouldn't be a comedian. Okay? That's really not a good mathematical equation. But I guess I can leave you with that.
Is that okay.
Felicia? I don't even know.
Thank you, Brian. Always a pleasure having you.
Thank you for helping us out. Thank you.
You got it, Paul.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye. And thank you, Paul, for entrusting Westside Comedy Club coming to us for this amazing charity event. Make yourself big again. Big? You want to make me? I'm already big. I got the COVID-19. I don't want to get any bigger.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. So, and Harrison's going to come up now. Goldblum, and we might have to.
Harrison Greenbaum, another favorite at Westside Comedy Club, performs all over. He's a very talented, not only an amazing magician, but a very extremely funny comedian. So let's give it up for Harrison Greenbaum.
Okay, and Felicia Madison, let's give it up for her because you were very kind and really been helping me make this thing happen. Thank you, Todd, and thank you with the Westside Comedy Club.
Please support Westside Comedy Club when we're open, and Playa Betty's is open, so go have yourself a taco and a margarita. God knows we need it.
That's great food. Okay, so here we go, Harrison. Well, I'll be darned. I'm here with Harrison Greenbaum. Hey, Harrison, how are you?
I'm good. Has anybody ever told you look like a pediatrician?
No. But you, yes. The answer is yes, you did.
There you go. Perfect.
Oh, boy. We're on the same wavelength. We're, this COVID is, I don't know, is it affecting us, but it is affecting us.
Yeah, I don't have a job.
And I'm calling in from my bedroom. Well, no, but you're like a funny guy. And
how this is my apartment. That's my my bedroom and my bathroom. People come over, by the way, and they're always like, which one is the bathroom? And I'm like, let's play a game. Open a door, and if there's a bed, don't shit on it.
That's interesting commentary, you know. So let's hope that they don't do that for your sake. So, you know, you're funny. I saw you in a National Lampoon, but, you know, we're meeting through the good graces of the West Side Comedy Club.
Yeah, the West Side Comedy Club. They're great. They're on the Upper West Side. Please support your local comedy clubs now more than ever. And as soon as they open back up, you know, definitely make sure you check them out.
Yeah, so they're great. Felicia Madison and my friend Todd over there. I'm crazy about them and so happy to have it. I do live close by to there. So how is this whole thing, in addition to not having a job? You know, you don't have a mask on, though. I don't know if I can talk to you.
Well, I'm in my apartment, so I think I'll be okay.
Oh, okay. Wait, I don't have a mask either. So so what do we do about this whole thing?
I think you're confusing coronavirus with a computer virus.
That could very possibly be so.
That could be transmitted via Zoom. I think that's possible.
Really? I didn't think of that. You know, you're a cutting-edge guy.
This is what I do. I have nothing but time to think of things.
And so what are some of the things, you know, I heard you talking to some other people, you know, about their happiness about being at home and then questioning about how they're going to feel like a couple weeks or months later. What do you think is going on here?
It's been insane, you know. I've been in New York this whole time. A couple of weeks ago, I got to do my first live show because there's a diner in Astoria, Queens, where they're having drive-in comedy. So people bring their cars. You perform for them, so you're very far away and they're in cars. And instead of laughing, because they're sealed inside of a vehicle, they flash their headlights and they move their windshield wipers, and that's comedy in 2020.
So what would be something you would say to the people like that, that were there, if you were there and you were sharing your good talents?
I was doing my act, which I'll be honest with you, before the show, I was listening to old recordings on myself to make sure I still remembered my material, which is always a weird thing. But it actually ended up being not so bad because I've been doing these Zoom shows and doing a lot of things like this. And it's kept me as sharp as I think I can be, other than I'm used to doing like 15 to 20 live shows a week. You know, I'm running around doing 2-3 live shows a night. My longest break in New York City, I think, was 2 days. So now my longest break is 3 months. It's a big
you broke your record. Has anything in all this time now that, you know, people are trying to figure out how to live their lives, have things come up that you thought, you know, pretty freaking funny how we're dealing with them?
I mean, I originally, you know, when coronavirus, people were just talking about it and they're like, it's going to come to New York. I was initially nervous because, you know, there's a reason you never have like a zombie movie in New York, right? It's like I don't think we'd do well in a zombie outbreak. Like we wouldn't even know there were zombies for most, right? Like for the first like 4 days, we'd just be like, wow, the homeless people are very aggressive. There'd be guys like brains. We're like, you know what? At least he's not jerking off on the sidewalk. I'll be honest. It's the zombies might be an improvement.
You know, you got a point there. You definitely got a point there. We have interesting community by far overall. And so, you know, and now this mask thing. So you think you can recognize somebody from their eyes alone? What do you think there?
On my National Lampoon show, I think pretty early on, I made the joke that you could get a mask printed with the bottom of your face and then no one would know you had a mask on.
Good.
That became like a real product a bunch of other late night hosts made. I was very ahead of the curve. I should have patented it. Uh-huh. I'm sure my Jewish parents were like, that could have been a business. I don't know why they did an Italian gesture, but that was always the idea. I think that would be cool if we just print our own faces on the mask. That's just, you know, then you would even know.
You know, and that young girl, because in your show there, the quarantine show, I'll say, you know, the one who had the hoodie on, you know, and from Vancouver, she was saying that, you know, you asked about the mask and she said, well, I got this on because we don't wash our hair. We don't, you know, every 2 minutes, like we're doing our face, right?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know if people can see this, but this was my first haircut since phase 2, when you're allowed to get a haircut. I wore a mask. He wore a mask. He wore gloves. It was a whole ordeal, but he did a great job. Bedford Barbers, I highly recommend them. But this was my second haircut in 3 months because my girlfriend gave me a previous haircut, and I incorporated it into a magic trick on a show I do every Thursday online. And literally, I got a haircut live on air. My girlfriend did an incredible job. She had told me that she had given at least 2 ex-boyfriends haircuts. And I said, as long as that's not the reason they broke up with you, proceed.
So that's right. You're a magician as well as a comedian. You're a magical comedian. And so what would be a little magic thing that you would do to make me disappear?
I think I would just do Apple Q. I don't know if you know any of the commands. It's been fun. I started out as a kid magician. I was 5 years old. My dad did a magic trick for me, and my uncle got me a magic set, and I became obsessed. And for a very long time, I kept them very separate. There were comedians who had no idea I was a magician. Some, I think, still don't. And I much felt like those preschool teachers who also moonlight as burlesque dancers, where it's like, you don't tell the other teachers or the schoolwork, just kind of hide the duffel bag in your closet.
There you go.
Actually, the magic tricks were my my pasties.
There you go. Last question, because I know you're busy. You got another show to do, and then another show on top of the other show, and then one more show in between.
I'm busier in quarantine than I was before quarantine, because I have a background in television production. I know you do as well when you're not a dermatologist. But this is like essentially every night I'm producing a television show. I have 3 regular shows. Who Books That, which is my interview series of magicians and other top entertainers. That's every Wednesday, whobooksthat.com. National Lampoon Live is every Friday at 8 p.m. That's on National Lampoon's website. And every Thursday is a weekly magic show. It's the first ever weekly magic show, I think, in the country, maybe the world. And that's magicscam.com. The scam stands for the Society of Conjurers and Magicians. It's very secret. You should not know about it. I've already said too much.
I feel that. I feel that. My first TV show I made back in 1972 at Fairfield University, I did from a guy that came to our fraternity parties. Captain Jack was on magic. So I've been. I love magic and magicians. I'm crazy.
What fraternity were you in, though?
Jewish. A.E. Pi.
Me too.
We're brothers. I knew it. We're probably related.
We should be. Oh, this is very exciting. We'll do the secret handshake later. Giving it away. Somebody's going to rewind the video.
That's it. All right. Hey, you're cool. Thank you so much for taking some time. What's good news for you, brother?
You know, this is good news. I'm glad you're promoting good news. It's a crazy time, but trying to find those moments of positivity when I can, and try to complete projects I might not normally have time to do. And it's been, my girlfriend is amazing. We've been putting up with each other now for 3 months in 550 square feet or 500 square feet. I don't even know. I've lost track. If we can do that, I think if you're in a home with a backyard, then what are you complaining about?
Okay. All right. All good. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right, Harrison. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good luck with the dental practice.
Thank you very much. Sure, I might be switching. All right. We did it.
I listen to good news and I feel fine. Every chance I have, I get online. For stories that inspire me and show me how great life can be. Good news. Broadcast.com. People say that life can bring you down. They don't know the secret that I found. Oh, when I'm feeling sad and blue, I get online to hear good news. Good news. Broadcast.com.
I'm the one that they're singing about. Yeah, I'm the Stars and Stripes Forever. Star Spangled Banner. You can call me Old Glory, but let's just keep it simple. Just call me Flag. Oh, say, can you see? Okay.
In disbelief, they pass him by. They read his sign, but dismiss him from mind. You turn and stop to talk a while, and he smiles. Someone to tell his story to. But that simple deed will do to make a difference. The smallest act of grace can make a difference. And the world a better place. And it takes someone like you.
Partnership between McDonald's Corporation and the franchisees, where we're offering free thank you meals from April 22nd through May 5th, all day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, to our healthcare workers and our first responders.
Try to make it look nice for the neighborhood, and then with all this going on now, we decided to turn into a doctor, a nurse, and a little cop over there.
Wow, and this is a police block here, 82nd Street. Oh man, this is really great. And this is the name of your shop?
This is.
Constantine, this is good news, man. This is really good news. I love this. Thank you here. Wow, you did a great job.
Your grandfather
would be, is he still with us?
No, he's not.
He's with us in spirit, right?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
This is unprecedented times where there are major constraints on large gatherings, and we need to practice good social distancing to stem the tide of this COVID infection. And so Memorial Day is going to look different this year.
Peace.
Peace.
La pace.
La pace.
It's everything. We have to know as adults how much it means to our young children to live in peace. And we have to learn and teach them when they're very young that you have to do things that are good for everybody. Be good, that's all. Be good and understanding.
And let's take a moment to pray for those that are in pain and suffering. Listen to the birds. People are flapping right here. Whoa! Hi, Paul Slatkis. So, we just saw a wonderful piece of video. We heard some great comedians, Brian and Felicia. Thank you for the West Side Comedy Club, along with Harrison. Oh, boy. So, it's benefit time. We hope that you are able to go to Peace Day Party and look at all the good things that we've been doing for our nonprofit for so many years. And it's our 22nd anniversary of our Good News broadcast and planet. And thank you very much. This is COVID time. It's a serious time. So we're going to now, I'm going to end it with something that I feel is very appropriate. It's called Tomfoolery. It's a gentleman, another from England, who has something very, very powerful to say about the times. So thank you very much for tuning in with us, and keep tuned in and tell people about all the good things that Good News has. And more important to us is share your good news. We built this 5,000 shows later because we want to prove the fact that the real reality of life is that the world is good and the people of the world are good and caring and loving. You could see from what we just did. A lot of volunteers in this world and a lot of kind, giving, caring, loving people. Thank you very much, and take care of yourself, please. That's very, very important right now. Love you. I love you.
Tell me the one about the virus again, then I'll go to bed.
But my boy, you're growing weary, sleepy thoughts about your head.
Please, that one's my favorite. I promise just once more.
Okay, snuggle down, my boy, though I know you know full well. The story starts before then, in a world I once would dwell. It was a world of waste and wonder, of poverty and plenty, back before we understood why hindsight's 2020. You see, the people came up with companies to trade across all lands, but they swelled and got much bigger than we ever could have planned. We'd always had our wants, but now it got so quick, you could have anything you dreamed of in a day, and with a click. We noticed families had stopped talking. That's not to say they never spoke, but the meaning must have melted and the work-life balance broke. And the children's eyes grew squarer, and every toddler had a phone. They filtered out the imperfections, but amidst the noise, they felt alone. And every day the skies grew thicker, till you couldn't see the stars. So we flew in planes to find them, while down below, we filled our cars. We'd drive around all day in circles. We'd forgotten how to run. We swapped the grass for tarmac, shrunk the parks till there were none. We filled the sea with plastic, because our waste was never capped. Until each day when you went fishing, you'd pull them out, already wrapped. And while we drank and smoked and gambled, our leaders taught us why. It's best to not upset the lobbies. More convenient. Die. But then in 2020, a new virus came our way. The governments reacted and told us all to hide away. But while we all were hidden, amidst the fear, and all the while, the people dusted off their instincts. They remembered how to smile. They started clapping to say thank you, and calling up their mums. And while the car keys gathered dust, they would look forward to their runs. And with the skies less full of voyagers, the earth began to breathe, and the beaches bore new wildlife that scuttled off into the seas. Some people started dancing, some were singing, some were baking. We'd grown so used to bad news, but some good news was in the making. And so when we found the cure, and were allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to the one we'd left behind. Old habits became extinct, and they made way for the new. And every simple act of kindness was now given its due.
But why did it take a virus to bring the people back together?
Well, sometimes you've got to get sick, my boy, before you start feeling better. Now lie down and dream of tomorrow and all the things that we can do. And who knows, if you dream hard enough, maybe some of them will come true. We now call it the Great Realization. And yes, since then, there have been many. But that's the story of how it started, and why hindsight's 2020.
someone's filming it exactly. Because they can see you.
Exactly. If you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it. Okay, back, lie back down.
Wait, can I just practice right now?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I was just trying to relive the best bits of my day. Cheers.